Thank you. What is the most commonly used word in association with the euro? No, it's not failure, though it could be. No, it's stability, isn't it? A decade ago, everybody said, once we've got the euro currency, it will bring us stability. Well, I would suggest a decade on that what it has brought is chaos, discord and misery for millions. And yet the word stability, still being used this morning. Mr. Barroso used it, Mr. Van Rompuy used it. Stability. In fact, we're patting ourselves on the back that the bond auctions in Portugal went well last week, when the reality is it was the European Central Bank actually using taxpayers' money to buy their own debt. Your reassurances that all is well don't work. I mean, who do you think you're kidding, Mr. Van Rompuy? Bond yields in Portugal rose to nearly 7% yesterday. The public right across the Union no longer support the currency, and the battle for Spain hasn't even begun. The model itself is failing, and yet what you want is to double the size of the bailout fund. You even want to increase the scope of the bailout fund so that along with the ECB, you too can go on buying yet more of your own debt. You're using the crisis as a massive power grab to take us towards fiscal union. If you succeed, then we should change the name. Get rid of European Union, call it the Debt Union. And if you do succeed, you will trap those southern countries inside an economic prison for which the suffering of people will be untold, and the North will find itself paying forever a massive bill and interest rates that are far too high for their own economies. We've reached a point with this where actually it doesn't matter what any of you say. Nobody believes you. The public don't support you. I hope and pray the markets break you.
Thank you. The next speaker.